Another trip to Middle Park. James and Alan White were delighted with their Colorado situation and kept busy with their writing and their recreation. They were soon considering spending the winter there, and starting to plan accordingly. They had talked some of taking another trip over the Snowy Range and spending a few weeks at Grand Lake, only a few miles from Hot Sulphur Springs, where they had camped the year before. Suddenly, Mr. Walling appeared on Sunday morning, September 14th, and said he was ready to take them to the park. "He hurried us all up," wrote Ellen White, "and we were all packed, about ready to start at 11 o'clock. The trip was much like the one before. They spent 3 weeks camping by Grand Lake. They returned to their mountain home Tuesday evening, October 7th, just ahead of a storm of wind and rain and snow," wrote Ellen White in her diary on Wednesday morning. "We rested well during the night. It was quite a luxury to rest upon a bed, for we had not done this for 23 nights. We feel very thankful that we are at home. There is a severe storm of wind, uprooting trees and even tumbling over outhouses. Yesterday when we crossed the range it was warm as summer, but this morning we see the mountain ranges covered with snow. Mr. Walling took breakfast with us. Sister Hall went to Mrs. Lasky's for the two children of Mr. Walling, Addie, and May. They are again with us. Willie returned to Battle Creek to enter school. There was considerable conversation in the days that followed as to future plans. Should they go back to Battle Creek, or should they stay in Colorado through the winter, or should they go west to California? On Monday, October 20th, they received a number of letters from Butler. Tuesday it began to snow, and Wednesday morning, October 22nd, Ellen wrote in her diary, "It is like a cold January morning. The snow lies upon the ground 6 inches deep." They spent the day writing letters, James writing at length to Butler.